New projects. New galleries are being planned in the coming years for Italian painting and sculpture, for the vast collections of Egyptian and Greek art, for works by the Etruscans and sculpture from the northern countries. With its 7 sections, the Musée du Louvre is colossal in size and owns an extraordinary number of works of art. About 28,000 are on display, which is a mere 5% or so of the Louvre's treasures, most of which are being kept in storage in the cellars. Surroundings. After crossing the Place du Carrousel, take a look at the new Louvre built by Percier and Fontaine under the First Empire, and then by Visconti and Le Fuel under the Second. It is here in Napoleon's courtyard that we see the most famous sign of the great Louvre's redevelopment, the pyramids by the Sino-American architect Huming Pei. Placed in the center of the courtyard, this object 21.65 meters high, with a base 35.40 meters square, employs the most modern techniques for the use of steel, glass and aluminium. Its proportions were calculated in accordance with the golden number laws. The pyramid gives access to the new spaces in the museum, which have been entirely rearranged starting from the single central entrance. We finally reach the old Louvre via the famous Cour Carrée, which possesses remarkable architectural elements, the facade by Pierre Lescot, works by Le Mercier, including the clock pavilion